It depends on, yeah, the word. So. Yeah, we're live on the Woman Agenda channel. This is obviously Raj, your host. We have a very special guest today, a very talented DJ, and you may have heard of her already. I'm sure you have. Obviously, hopefully, I'll get this pronunciation right. Is it a PSI Bindi? How do you pronounce it?
Bindi.
PSI
That's how my
Bindi.
dad says it. PSI Bindi. So I Bindi, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, actually, you're the first, I would say, or Indian origin DJ I've got on here. I've
Oh,
only had,
really?
yeah, the first one. When we obviously when we talk about DJs or even female DJs, we don't. I mean, there has been a few Indian origin DJs coming, female DJs coming on board now. I've noticed in the last few years, it's been changing quite a lot. There's been quite a few which have been happening, but before then there wasn't many I could see. When you were talking about DJs, then you would talk about there were some female DJs, but there wasn't DJ Nifra, and there was a few others which I've seen, but there wasn't many Indian DJs. I used to see a lot, on YouTube or stuff. There wasn't many you could see, but in the last few years, I think it's slowly changing, I think, where it's becoming a bit more normal, where you see an Indian D origin DJ coming on. So how if we start from the beginning, how did you get into this side of things, being a DJ?
Well, I mean, I've been in music for a good number of years, and I started my DJ, well, my music career when I was 11 years old, when I started recording professionally with my uncle, who was in Apna Sangeet. You might remember this Bhangra band, Apna Sangeet.
Yes. Oh, very,
Yes,
very famous. One of the
very
most famous ones at that time. Yeah, Apna
great
Sangeet.
music. I love all their
Yeah.
songs. But yes, so my uncle was in that band, and
Wow.
we started recording together. I was writing songs. So I've had a career in music since I was 11 years old. But for DJing, that's been about 15 years that I've been a DJ. I transitioned from wanting to be mainstream music artists into underground dance music, primarily because in the 90s, the mainstream industry wasn't ready to take on Asian artists. I was very young at the time, about 13 years old, and I was told by major labels that they like the music, but I'm Asian and I'm 13, they can't market me. So that was the feedback I got
Yeah.
back in the 90s. So, as a young aspiring singer, these things, obviously, these setbacks took they really impacted me. But then I discovered underground dance music and how open and welcoming it was. There was no boundaries, about the color of your skin, where you're from, your background. And I was totally inspired by the community and the psytrance scene in particular. And the music also captivated me. I'd never heard anything like it, this psychedelic production in dance music, very fast BPMs. So yes, I was very intrigued by the music and the production, and I naturally evolved into DJing and the music production. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the 90s. 90s, there wasn't many. I mean, there's only one female singer I can think of in the 90s, and that was Sangeeta. That's the only one I can think of who was a female singer at the time, and I think she was breaking the norms at the time, where they were just male, basically. dominant. We just just a slight glitch there, I think.
Yes.
But So they were made basically just male, like Bhangra bands and stuff, and there was just one female singer there, and I think her name was obviously Sangeeta, and I think she then broke the norms in Bhangra and that kind of stuff at that time. But yeah, I mean, when you started being a DJ, did you get any help from anyone? Was there anybody there who helped you out?
Yeah, absolutely. I signed to a label called Aphid Records. My very good friend is a great music producer and DJ in the psychedelic trance scene called Aphid Moon. He took me on his label. I was learning to DJ by another friend who was on the label as well, DJ Captain Kairos. So I learned the skills to mix, started playing in some underground parties, doing my first few gigs, and then music production started coming along. I started working with Aphid Moon in the studio on production, particularly on, as I'm a singer, on how to manipulate my voice and make it sound like an instrument and really integrate it into the psychedelic trance production. So that's really where it all stemmed from. And that was probably around 2010.
Yeah. And I've been checking out your website. It's very very detailed, and obviously I think I listened to one of the tracks on the website as well. I was listening to it. It was really good. The way, you know, the music, it was. So I thought,
are you into psytrance, Raj? Do you like psytrance?
You know what? I listen to any music apart from heavy metal. Any music, okay. Heavy metal is not my cup of tea. But anything, whether it's trance, obviously what the DJs are doing with the trance and all that, and then R&B, dance, any genre of music, Asian music, obviously Hindi, Bollywood, Bhangra, apart from heavy metal, any type of music really. So obviously when I listened to one of your tracks on the website, I thought, yeah, this is good. And yeah, exactly. So you've been a DJ now for quite a long time now. So how is it from you mentioned obviously about being being an IT manager. So how hard is it to be an IT manager and then being a DJ at the same time, working around that? How hard is it to do both?
I'm not going to lie. It is very hard work because you're managing, DJ lifestyle is a nighttime thing. You know, you're doing gigs during the night. You're doing festivals. You know, you're traveling a lot. And this is mainly over the weekends. And then, you know, it's back to work on Monday. You know, you've got to transition very quickly from being the DJ back into your day job. The reason I choose to continue working in IT is, you know, I do enjoy it. I enjoy the company I work for, but also from a financial perspective, it's the security side as well. I mean, you know, you can do earn from being a DJ as well, but I invest a lot in my music projects. I founded and run a collective called Psy Sisters, which I'm sure we'll get to talk about in a little bit, but this is a collective and a platform for, we've been championing gender diversity in the electronic dance scene, particularly in the psytrance scene, for 10 years now. So, you know, a lot of these projects that I'm doing require investment, even my own personal music projects. So holding down a day job, you know, gives me the stability, gives me the security, and it means I can continue focusing on my passion, which is music.
Okay, wow. That is incredible. Being a DJ, DJing at night, and then being an IT manager back on Monday and stuff. Is this something you're used to doing now, or do you ever get do you ever get mentally tired doing both?
I think the hours are long. It's a long day. I mean, it's, you know, you're doing a full day's work, and then in the evening, you know, it's a few hours in the evening that you're working as well on music. So yeah, I have very long days. well-being, resting, getting enough sleep, taking care of yourself, eating well, gym, all of these things I do, because I think, you know, in taking care of yourself, it's the only way that you can balance a lifestyle which is as heavy as this, you know, doing a full-time job and music, which almost feels like a full-time job as well, to be honest. You know, it's very busy as well with the music. So, but yes, I have been doing it for a long time. I've been in IT for about 17 years, so I know the drill. And I know how to manage both. My colleagues all know I do music as well. When I joined the job, I didn't tell anybody, but they all Googled it and found out that I do music. So everybody at work, you know, knows that I do music, and they like it. You know, an IT manager that does music, it's kind of interesting, I suppose.
It is a very, very, very interesting. That is, yeah, like wow. And I know people be thinking, wow, she's into music. She's like a DJ and stuff. And how was your family when they initially, you know, saw and you told them you wanted to be a DJ, an Asian DJ, and they're like, what were they thinking?
Well, to be honest, my parents have been absolutely supportive on my music career since I was a child. Yeah, it was thanks to my dad, particularly, who got me into recording, and he started investing in my music career from 11 years old. Great. My dad used to manage me and set up a record company as well. When we got the feedback from the major labels that they, you know, weren't going to take me on because of me being Asian, my dad was very determined to prove them wrong, and invested money and set up a record company to push my music out there. And we did pretty well, I have to say. Me and dad, we were quite a good team actually back in the 90s with this. My parents still know I do music. They, you know, they follow me. They watch what I'm doing. You know, I'm sending pictures when I'm at gigs and stuff. You know. You know, and if I, you know, I still might touch base to dad on certain projects and things that I'm doing, you know, but I've always had their support, and I wouldn't be doing music if it wasn't for their support.
Yeah. And so you release, obviously you do DJ stuff, and obviously, which we'll put on your website on here as well. This is obviously your website. Thank you. Yeah, exactly. And you've released some lots of your music, obviously the music so far, and we can see you've appeared on lots of stuff as well, your music's appeared obviously on BBC Asia Network, which is a very, very big station in the UK. On there, and how did that happen?
That, for me, I have to say, Raj, was a big achievement. I've had a long time goal for many, many years, you know, to get onto Asian Network and to have my music played on the station. And it was thanks to DJ Jaguar of BBC Radio 1. She hosts the BBC Dance Introducing Show. She featured one of my psytrance tracks with a producer called McCannamore on her BBC Introducing Dance Show on Radio 1, which for me was a huge, you know, huge dream come true, especially as psytrance is very niche, and to hear it being played on mainstream radio. And then from that time, she worked with Jasmine Thacker on BBC Asia Network. They did a show together, and she featured my psytrance track on BBC Asia Network as well. And it was then featured again on their highlights of, it was in 2022, the highlights of 2022, sorry, 2021 it was featured. It was on their highlights show as well. So for me, for BBC Asian Network to recognise first my work, but also psychedelic trance on their radio station, was a real pivotal moment for me, very much so, yes.
Yeah, is that something do you think most Asian channels, I mean, Asian radio stations.
Raj, just losing you a bit, Raj.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's happening there. So do you think, what I was going to say was, do you think trance is becoming more popular now on like Asian stations and stuff now?
Well, the thing is, psychedelic trance originates from Goa. You know, it stems from India. And I have a friend who has been pushing you know, Asian Network as well, to play and recognize psychedelic trance because of the origin is from India, from Goa. So it was more for this, for them, you know, for BBC Asian Network to play psychedelic trance. It was also in recognition that it actually comes from Goa as well and joins the dots there. So whether we'll hear more psytrance or dance music played in Asian Network is yet to be seen, but this was certainly a step forward in that direction. So hopefully we'll hear more.
So when you do any trance or, you know, what is it? Is there any certain inspirations you're taking from maybe the Asian background, or how does it come about?
Well, yes, that's a great question. I'm actually a classically trained Hindi singer. So I've been studying classical Indian singing for about 23 years now. And I incorporate the training and the classical music, Hindi singing, into my psytrance productions. Hindi samples and Hindi vocals fit very well into psychedelic trance. And you hear a lot of music, and a lot of producers actually create psychedelic trance with Hindi samples, mantras, etc. Even a bit of Bollywood, and even a bit of Punjabi MC, which I heard last week at a festival. So, you know, it all gets featured into psychedelic trance, and it works really, really well because it's, you know, it's very spiritual music as well. Psytrance, the scene is very spiritual. It's very new age. So, and of course, like I said, it originates from India. So it really works with Hindi. So that is one of my biggest influences when I'm producing psychedelic trance is how to use the Hindi voice.
Yeah, wow, that is great. So are you like is this something which you're doing like every week or Friday, Saturday, Sundays, or how does it work?
The production or the singing?
The music
is it's pretty much every day, to be honest. It exists every day in my life. Like I said, it's very busy, long days, lots of hours in the day. So there's, you know, studio sessions in the evenings, meeting, networking, singing lessons. You know, it all just sort of bolts on to my end of my working day in IT. So, and then of course the weekends are fully utilized with you know, studio gigging. You know, it's a lot of meetings. Yeah, there's a lot going on, and of course running the platform PsySisters, that takes up a lot of my time as well. You know, we're promoting so many women and non-binary artists. We've promoted hundreds and hundreds over the last 10 years, and we continue to do so and push the platform forward, you know, to make change in the industry, more recognition for female artists and non-binary artists. So, you know, this also requires a lot of work and planning, but I have a great team working in PsySisters as well. We have so many great artists out there that we're collaborating with. So, you know, there's a lot going on. It's a very busy life, Raj. It's great. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, exactly. No, definitely. It is. And one of your tracks, which was played by, I think she's quite a famous DJ. Was it DJ Nina Kravitz?
Nina Kravitz. Yes.
Kravitz. Yeah. Yeah, that must have been incredible, because I've listened to some of her stuff and it's really good. The kind of the stuff she's done and she's doing now. So yeah, I mean, so you're getting a lot of appreciation from different places, so that must be a really good feeling that that's happening.
Huge recognition, Raj, especially after years and years and years of a lot of hard work and commitment and dedication to music, and those setbacks in my earlier career to get to a point now where, you know, your music is recognized by, you know, artists that I respect hugely. I mean, Nina Kravitz is a legendary artist. She's a superstar, you know. She loves psytrance, and she's producing psytrance now. She mixes psytrance, and it's not just herself. Other big female DJs like Charlotte DeWitt, Emily Lenz, Indira Pagnotto, sorry if I pronounced that wrong, mixing psytrance.
I've listened to Indra's actually as well, and Charlotte, and they both are really good. Yeah, they're definitely absolutely.
We're seeing a trend in psytrance being played by A-list DJs in the electronic scene. which is, you know, it's great. It's giving psytrance more visibility. You know, we're a very niche little scene. And we have never, we haven't really been given the recognition like the other dance genres like drum and bass, techno. So it's really great that psytrance is coming up through the ranks now. And Nina Kravitz selected my track Binary Star with Aphid Moon for her Hot Steel set a couple of years ago. I was super honored for this. So yeah. It's great that she's, you know, promoting and supporting our scene.
Yeah, and it shows that there's no like egoness with her or with certain, you know, the female DJs, like they're willing to play someone else, you know, another DJ, female DJ. So that's a good thing. I think that helps, you know, women to, like you said, get the recognition in that trans area, you know.
Absolutely. I would just like to congratulate Nina as well on, she had a number one in Beatport recently with her psytrance production called Bolando. So, you know, that's a huge feat, you know, to get to the top of the Beatport charts with a psytrance track. So, you know, she's making great waves. So, you know, she's an inspirational artist.
Yeah, I was just typing something in Google today, like, you know, top Indian female DJs, and to my surprise, about 8-9 new DJs came up, and I'm like, I was surprised myself when I saw that, because I'm like, I didn't expect to see like 8-9 the upcoming DJs in DJ Orange DJs coming up in trance, which shows that you know, a lot of Indian origin females are going into that area. You know what I mean? It's like it looks like it's going in the right direction when it comes to you know, obviously for women, and obviously so a lot of interest definitely in trance now, it looks like.
Absolutely. It's I'll just mention a bit about, just staying on that subject, Dialed In and Daytimers. You may have heard of these events that are run by a DJ called I Had a Dream, and these are, you know, South Asian, it's Indian diaspora in London. These events attract a lot of Asian youngsters and a lot of Asian ravers, actually, that want to go to parties. And a lot of female, they feature a lot of Asian female DJs on their lineups. And I discovered DJ Mixtress. She's one of my favorite DJs at the moment. She's really coming up through the ranks, playing old school dance music. You've got Manara, you know, you've got all these DJs that also, they get coverage on BBC Asian Network, and they're playing also at the Dialed In parties. We've also got DJ Ritu, who's been around for a long, long time. She interviewed me when I was a kid on BBC Birmingham. So, you know, and she's, you know, a pioneering DJ as well. So it's great that we've still got this community of Asian DJs. It's uprising and it's getting bigger, and there's more younger DJs coming through the ranks as well.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Because, yeah, we'll probably, this is obviously your YouTube channel as well, which this is official YouTube channel. Which I've had a quick check, which is you know, it's doing pretty well. You've got a lot of videos loaded up on there, so do check it out, youtube.com, and then it's official name on there. So obviously you how did you obviously I'm presuming you came up with this name. How did you come up with this name?
It's actually a nickname, my family nickname. Okay. Been going to parties for many, many years, over 20 years. And I always wear bindis when I go to parties.
Oh, yeah.
So when I started learning to DJ and started doing gigs in my earlier career, then I was kind of thinking, what should I call myself? And my dear brother, a very dear friend, brother, he said, just came up with Psy Bindi. And I was like, Psy being short for psychedelic. I was like, yeah, that works. So it's a family name. It means a lot to me.
So is there any music you can tell us about you're working on at the moment and looking to release this year?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've got a new collaboration coming out with Colin Bennon from a very famous psytrance project called Oud. We've been working good couple of years, I think, on this track, but it's we're looking forward to getting this release, so stay tuned. It's called Sensory Distraction. And I'm working with a couple of female producers as well on a track, Trish O, another Asian female producer. We're collaborating on a track, and another producer called Kaz Coronel. We're making a side trance collaboration. So these are my immediate projects that I'm working on. I'm also producing a track as well with my boyfriend. I'm going to plug him. we're making a track together as well. So right now I'm just really focusing on my own productions, you know, creating my own sound, because I've done a lot of collaborations, but, you know, my own solo work is coming. This is where I'm really focusing right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can obviously see you have obviously, and it's mentioned that you have obviously collaborated with many, and it's been successful. But it's good to do some solo stuff as well, I guess, as well. Mix it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm you know, exploring my own boundaries as a producer right now, and what my sounds are, what comes outside Bindi, what is my signature sound when I produce on my own, and coming up with something really nice. So stay tuned. It's going to be really nice when it comes out. I'm excited to release that, and also a live set to accompany this as well. I'm working on that too. I do actually DJ and sing live with the vocals, but I'll be working on something a bit more in depth with a live set. So stay tuned for this. And I would also have to just plug my rock band. Aside from electronic dance music, I am in a rock band as well. I know you're not into heavy metal, but you should check out my rock band, Sentence Machine. It's quite psychedelic rock. So yeah, loads of stuff going on, Rog.
Wow, rock as well.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to come to a rock gig. I'll have to invite you.
Wow.
And a side class party. You have to come to the next My Sisters party, which is on the 9th of December in Basinghouse. Do a little plug there. So come along to our party. It'd be great to see you there. I'll put you on the guest list.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I will definitely try to come. But yeah, I mean, rock. No, I don't mind rock. As long as it's just rock, then it's fine. Yeah, it's not like a totally crazy heavy metal, anything like that, then it's not my scene. No, rock is my scene, and there has been many rock female singers which we've been lucky to bring on here recently. So we've brought them on. So so yes, we've been interviewing a few rock singers recently as well now on here. So. Right. Yeah, so it's been good, but I didn't expect you to say rock though.
Yeah, I thought that might throw you a little bit, but I have no boundaries with music, Raj. I just love music. So wherever I feel drawn to creatively, I'll go there. So,
and is it any rock singers you listen to yourself?
Yeah, for me. I think one of my favourite vocalists is Skin from Skunk Anansie. Wow. I absolutely love her voice. You know, there's just so many artists, even, you know, like Grace Jones, artists from the 70s, Stevie Nicks. You know, I love all these iconic singers from that era. You know, Janis Joplin, Nina Simone. I mean, they're not rock, but, you know, all these influential singers over the generations, over the decades. Kate Bush, you know. I'm inspired by a lot of really amazing female artists.
You can imagine how big these acts are. Like, because a lot, when I ask any artist and, you know, how they started, A lot, especially the ones who have gone into rock, they will definitely mention Stevie Nicks, and the name does come up quite often, you know. So these you can tell how big they were in that in those years. Yeah, definitely.
And even Tina Turner. Tina Turner. Yes, yeah, huge inspiration.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. I mean. Even Tina Turner, I've listened to some of the tracks. I can't say I've listened to every single track, but I've listened to some of them, and definitely a legend. And yeah, absolutely, and obviously created a made it easier for all the female singers, to be honest, in that genre, definitely. Yeah, absolutely. So lots of stuff, like you said, is coming up. So do check it out. Do check out Bindi's website, her official website. This is do check it out, and lots of stuff. And you can even sample her music, which I did. I clicked on play, sampled it, and it was really good. On there, yeah, definitely. And it's definitely. Can people purchase your music on there?
Absolutely, yes. You can buy my music from all digital download stores, you know, iTunes. You can stream it on Spotify. You can have a listen to it on SoundCloud. It's Sy Bindi on SoundCloud. It's available everywhere.
Wow. And obviously, you're based in the UK yourself. And obviously, you've always been based in the UK, though, yeah?
Yes, I'm a Londoner, born and bred.
Yeah, I've got quite a few relatives in London myself. So,
where are you then, Raj? Where are you based?
I'm in a city called Leeds, West Yorkshire.
Oh, Leeds. Okay.
Yeah, you've been down there?
You know what? I've never been to Leeds. I've got relatives in Birmingham and Coventry and Wolverhampton, but I've never been to Leeds. Not yet.
No. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's. I think now that we have in Leeds, they have the first direct arena. So for the first time, they've got like a proper arena where artists kind of, you know, perform down there in Leeds. So I think that's been a big plus in the last 5-6 years since they've had that. So that's been a big plus in Leeds. Before that, they didn't have it, so it was just like, You know, not many artists were coming to Leeds before, but now you do see many artists coming to Leeds. Whether it's Godas Man, and you know, there's many big artists who are coming to Leeds now. So yeah, it's slowly changing. Hopefully, it'll start changing better. Hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I remember meeting Godas Man when I was about 7 years old.
He's still performing. He did a tour recently as well, so he came. Yeah,
I love all the old school. For me, they're the old school bunga artists and singers. You know, I love this. You know, for me, that's still where it's at. You know, it reminds me of Indian weddings back in the days. Where it used to be like live bhangra bands, you know, playing music. So I really love that. And I kind of miss that culture a bit, but everything's changed now, hasn't it? You know, Indian weddings are full of dance music, aren't they? And loud sound systems. So I guess I'm a bit old school like that.
No, yeah, no, you're right. I remember that as well. Then that all our weddings we had, there was always a live bhangra act. DCS was one of the main
DCS.
Ones.
Yes, it was not. DCS was it Hira?
Was a massive one. Massive.
Hira was it? Hira was another one, I think.
Hira was another one I remember these two always used to perform in our relative weddings, and when I was there, I used to see them all the time, and it was like you used to see them the next one and the next.
Yeah, always. Every wedding, always. It would be a bhangra band, you know, yeah. And it was always. Great. It was great fun. Yeah,
it was great fun. Yeah, I know exactly. I think live acts are live acts, to be honest, and it's, you know what I mean. But I guess it's a trend which keeps on changing and stuff. But yeah, it may come back hopefully. Definitely. So lots of stuff happening on there. Like I said, do check out PS Bindi's official website. And you can purchase some music on there. And your music, is it all, because obviously now there's not many CDs going on, is there?
No.
And that kind of hard copy CDs. So is everything online for yourself as well?
It is now, yeah. Everything's digital downloads now. Sometimes get a few CDs printed as sort of like a, you know, special sort of gifts to give out.
Special ones.
Stuff. But yeah, generally now everything's, it's all, yeah, purchase and download online, yeah.
Definitely, yeah. Do check it out, and do obviously check out our YouTube channel, which is our official YouTube channel. Do check it out, and do subscribe if you haven't. It is really It is really good. So all of your trance music, do you like make videos for each one, music videos, or how does it work?
For dance music, visualizers work best, you know. So yes, I for the last release that I had out on Abbey Records, my last EP, Sentient Rays, we did a couple of visualizers, had some really cool graphic design, videographer and visual designer. We came up with some really cool sort of like 4D modeling and did some really cool videos. You can actually check them out on my YouTube as well, the teasers for these videos. But yeah, it's nice to have some visual, I think, if you're listening to some psytrance, you know, it's nice to have something visual to go with it, something quite psychedelic and interesting. But yes, and for the rock band, we do actually, you know, make music videos as well, which are filmed, you know, so they're very different threads.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, absolutely. It's been great to have you on here. Like I said, the first Asian DJ which I've got on here, and I'm honored. It's been great, actually, and obviously to see where you've been already on so many big platforms. It's been great. What about just to quickly ask you about the TV market, or when it comes to trans or Asian DJs, is there any scope for TV on TV channels at the moment, do you think?
Do you mean in the sense of getting music heard on TV shows, or actually, so in terms of publishing your music, you mean?
I mean the coverage on that kind of coverage.
Oh, getting coverage on mainstream television. That's a really good pickup, Raj. I mean, in terms of music shows, I mean, it's not really so much. I mean, some stuff on Channel 4, I think, and other channels, but I mean, don't really see so many music shows, particularly promoting DJs. I've not seen anything. DJs, that. Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's what we need to come up with, our own TV channel. Maybe you can do that. Create your own women's agenda TV channel. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I can do something like that. Definitely, that would be great. Yeah, definitely. That is something. Yeah, definitely. Because I was wondering that as well, because of the trance, and because obviously majority, if you want to listen to trance and stuff, then you see, you know, you see the DJ putting clips on the Facebook, social media and stuff. Is that what you do as well, social media, Facebook?
Yes. That, you know, unfortunately, life as an artist now means spending a lot of time doing your own marketing and spending time on social media. So, yes, I am very proactively, you know, involved on social media. You know, for me, about, you know, constantly thinking about engaging content, what to put up next. And for me, I see it as a... social media for me is like a sort of like a pinboard. You just put all your music, whatever you want to promote, gigs, etc. It's great for using that as a platform for that. So, but yes, you've got to be continuously on it. I'm afraid that's the life of an artist in today's modern world.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Thank you. First of all, thank you very much for coming on. It's been a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And do check out PSA Bindi's official website, and do check out her music. You can listen to it on there. And on the Woman Agenda, we are going live in about 7 o'clock or just after 7 with a UK, a very talented female author. So she's coming on board about just after 7. So do stay tuned for that in a bit. So, yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much. And, yeah, and I'm sure you can have some rest now. You've had a long day.
No rest. No, I'm getting ready for a gig this Friday. Psy Sisters event with Twisted Frequencies in Brighton. At the Vault Club. So, yeah, no rest for the wicked.
No rest for the wicked. Okay. Wow. Yeah, wow. And wishing you all the best for your new music. And yeah, definitely. And if we can put a sample on here, then we will definitely try to do that. If we can,
that'd be amazing. Thank you so much. Yeah,
no, don't worry. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming on.
And thank all the pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. Thank you.